Hi, this is Josh with the Zoo and Aquarium. How can I help you?
Hi, my name's Leonard Hanks. I asked to speak with a supervisor.
Yeah, you got him.
Oh, okay, great. Did they already tell you what the problem was, or do I have to say it again?
They said you had an unpleasant experience at the zoo. I don't know, maybe you could tell me more.
Okay, well, I guess let me start at the beginning.
Okay.
So, first there were dinosaurs, and then came the tar pits. You get it?
No, what's that?
Because I said I would start at the beginning, so I said dinosaurs. You know, it's an evolution joke about animals. I thought, you know, because you work at the zoo, I thought you might appreciate that, but...
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
So what happened at the zoo?
Just to clarify, you mean the zoo, my experience at the zoo, not with the dinosaurs?
Yes, you had a problem with the zoo.
Yes. If I'm being 100% honest, I did have a problem with the ticket prices.
Okay, so what, too expensive?
No, too low. I expected to pay much more.
All right, well, we don't really get that complaint too often.
Yeah, I thought the prices were pretty cheap. That is, till I got there. So now I get it.
Okay. And why is that?
Well, I just don't think the animals were very good.
You mean like what? Like not enough of them? Or was there like an animal you wanted to see or something?
No, none of those things. It's just... Like, take the monkey exhibit, for example. All they did was sit, kind of walk around.
So what's the issue with that?
Like, you know how you see the monkeys in the movies? Like, Jungle Book? They're always, like, swinging around, and sometimes they're dancing, and they're having fun, you know? And when I went there, nothing like that happened.
Well, sir, you know, the movies, they're different than what happens in a zoo.
Well, maybe, but still, like, the animals are supposed to be entertaining, right? Like, I didn't even see a monkey peel a banana.
Right. Well, sir, they are animals. Uh-huh. And, you know, they kind of do what they want to do. And we can't, like, make them peel a banana or dance for, like, guests who walk through.
I mean, have you guys even tried?
We're not trainers. We are a zoo. It's not a circus. It's a zoo. There's a difference.
Well, I don't know. Maybe have them peel a banana once and the guests might have a better time. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Is there anything else?
Yeah, actually. Let me just ask you a question. Have you seen The Lion King before?
Yep, of course.
Okay. Well, then I guess you'd probably understand my disappointment because you guys advertised having new lion cubs. And then I go there and not one of them was held up towards the sky ceremoniously like Simba was. So I'm just wondering, is there a reason that you guys don't do that?
Are you joking, man?
No, I'm not joking. I think that would have been really nice.
You know, sir, I've got a lot of other calls coming in here, so, you know... You voiced your concerns. I've written them down, and I'll address it with the manager.
Okay, well, just before you go, I do have one more thing. It's about the pandas.
Okay, what about the pandas?
So you know that popular movie, Kung Fu Panda?
Yeah, I know the movie. Let me guess.
Okay.
Let me guess. You think they should go around fighting each other or something?
What? No. God, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, really, is it? That's ridiculous. That seems kind of similar to what you've been requesting.
No. I think that you guys should dress every one of them up in a karate outfit and then have them walk around while the song Kung Fu Fighting plays. Like, how cute. Oh, pandas.
Yeah, pandas are very cute. Hey, listen, man. This has been great. I wrote all your suggestions down, and I'm gonna have a meeting with my staff tomorrow. I promise you that.
Oh, well, you know what? You probably don't even have to.
And why is that?
Because your staff already knows all the things I suggested. In fact, they actually came up with them.
Wait a minute.
Yeah?
Oh, my God. I thought I recognized your voice.
You do? So you already know this is Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning?
That's who it is.
Yeah, I'm doing a phone tap on you, man.
Yeah, I fell for it.
Yeah, your coworker Samantha wanted to set you up because she said you get weird zoo complaints from customers all the time. She wanted to mess with you.
That wasn't even the worst one I've gotten.
No? What's the worst?
One lady wanted to actually go into the polar bear cage and pet the baby polar bears and, you know... I had to explain to her that that's probably not going to be very safe.
You need to rethink that. A polar petting zoo? That's a great idea, man. Everyone would pay for that.
Yeah, I knew you'd like that one.